And gentlemen, welcome back to Ding the Bell. I am Ding.
The Bell.
Why is your voice not so good? And we're two ADD Asians that require a bell to keep us on track.
How about that? Now better, right?
I think you are you using the right mic?
Yes.
Can you hit the mic? Can you touch the mic? I don't hear it. Are you using the right mic?
I am. Maybe I was not very in front. How about that?
No, you're not using the right mic. Okay, so the show is not going to start until you use the right mic.
What? It is.
It is?
I am using the right mic.
No.
What?
It doesn't sound like you're using the right mic. Don't worry about the mic setting. Just check and see if your input is right.
It is.
Is it?
It is.
Say like, testing.
It is testing 1, 2, 3. This sounds good, really good. To me. Oh, you know what?
It is not!
What?
Why do you not sound as good?
I'm so sorry. I know it's my fault. Here.
I know it. I know it's your fault.
How about that?
Yes! Finally!
So sorry.
Oh my god.
So it was on Macintosh.
You need to change it in your Google Hangout. Google Meet is where
Do I need to change speaker too?
No, as long as you can hear me, that you're fine.
Yeah, I can hear, but
yeah. So now you sounded like you're on your professional microphone. No, before you sounded like you're just talking on the phone.
Oh, yeah, I was calling earlier, and then now I'm back to the studio.
That's right. You were pooping earlier. And you also need to remember to speak where you need to speak into, not the top of the microphone, but the front.
I know.
Yes.
Earlier, I was talking to the top.
Yes.
Before the Macintosh.
Yes. You were not, so it didn't make a difference whether or not you talk on the top or on the bottom, because you didn't even have the right mic set. So now you're good. You're in.
I'm good.
Yes. So by the time you listen to this, you will be probably very busy. People will tell you to do this and do that. And we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about things that people advise you to do or give you input and opinion and all that. And then we're going to compare with what the reality actually is. So when we come back and record a show after you gave birth, we will then kind of take note of what was discussed in this show and then compare it with the reality. Don't you love that?
Why you look so happy?
Huh? What?
You look like so wanna know that what's gonna happen after that.
Wait, let me switch back. Let me switch my camera. Do you want to see me in a new camera? You guys are not get to see it. You don't get to see the video, but the bell gets to see the video. It. Yeah.
Yes. That okay. One? Oh, wow.
Okay, let's not get the camera. This show is a podcast, and we need to really be talking about...
That's too bad, the people that can't see this fun feature, though.
No, I'm too lazy to post it.
Yeah.
To post video. Oh, is it rainbow hair? I have no hair, though. Look, it doesn't work because I have no hair. Doesn't work.
You look like a Japanese like...
Why don't you take a snapshot and post it on our Instagram?
Japanese like... You look like a Japanese like Enka singer.
Enka?
Enka singer. Oh my god. You look so cute. Wow, that is so funny.
So anyway,
myself too.
People are so bored because all we talk about is the videos that they can't see.
Exactly. That's why it's okay, people. I am going to post the picture of John having rainbow short hair on him.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm a little concerned.
About what? I love that when you're distracted and you want to talk about things, you still carry it on, but that does not make any sense to anybody. You gotta just do the thing so that it'll do that and this, so it can be that.
Hey, I'm a little concerned.
About?
Because we've been talking about my pregnancy. Yeah. I hope people are not bored hearing that.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's all okay. Right. It's about us, not about them.
Exactly. That's for our show, right? Yeah. Okay, so I have been kind of holding into my chest.
Oh, wow. You. Okay, that sounds serious. Should I play some music? What have you been holding? Your poop?
People's advice.
People's advice about what?
About like, you know, pregnancy or what's going to change after babies come in. Uh-huh. It's like a variety of people. Some people are very positive. Some people are kind of somewhat negative.
Oh, I want to hear them all. So what's the positive one? The positive one we probably don't want to hear. Let's talk about the negative one. No, what's the positive one?
The positive one is like, you know, oh, you know, it's worth it. You know, you guys are going to enjoy having baby and then like, you know, new world and, you know, like. We should sing. So then.
We should sing. Where's my bell?
So,
why
can't I
hear my own voice?
Huh?
Why did I hear my own voice? Shit. Hello?
Anyway, so positive thing is just a positive, right? Like, you know, oh, miracle baby, you know, I'm so excited for you. And she's going to be so pretty and like perfect and all happy, happy, happy talk.
Yeah. And,
right?
Yeah.
So then I can't wait to see the baby. I can't wait to hold it, blah, blah, blah. That's the good thing. So yeah. We're like, thank you so much, right?
Yeah.
Make us feel good.
Yeah.
Negative side is.
Yeah.
A lot of people are.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're like trying to give us advice or.
I heard it.
Trying to give. I don't know what the motives are. Like what the intentions are. Like uh-huh. Deep
what did they say? What did they say?
Oh, good for you, right? First, they will start with somewhat positive. Good for you. Oh, good. Oh, okay, you're pregnant. Wow. Okay. Good for you. And the people who give us this shit, they have kids already, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, they will say, oh, enjoy your sleep because you're not going to be able to sleep.
Yes.
And then, oh, you're not going to be able to spend any more time with your husband.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of work.
Yes.
Right? And then, oh, your life, it's going to change.
Yes. Yes.
And then like, you know, like I'm doing C-section, like, oh, natural birth is quicker to heal. C-section scar takes longer. Well, but the woman didn't even have C-section. How does she know how fast the body heals? You know what I mean? The old et cetera, stuff like that.
Well, the thing is, I think you, well, it depends too, right? It depends because not all natural births heal the same way. You know, you right. can have tear and all that and all that. So, you know, it depends.
It depends. So then,
but I think what they're comparing with is if you have a no complications, natural birth, and no complications, C-section. If you compare apples to apples, C-section is going to take longer to heal because there's incisions. So I think that's what they meant. But the thing is, you cannot compare your natural birth and your C-section.
Exactly. Nobody can, right? Everybody's different.
I think they just like generally. But here's the thing. I think they just want you to understand. But if you already made up your mind, then why bring that up? Maybe they're trying to change your mind. So maybe I'll go do natural birth instead.
Yeah. Why even they tell me this thing? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I...
But you could say, yeah, I know, but that's my choice.
Exactly. I told them to because I chose to. And then like before I thought I had to, right? Because of that risk or whatever. But after I talked to the doctor, she's like, you know, you have a choice. Do you want to try naturally? No, thank you. I have no desire. I don't want to sweat. I don't want to push. I don't want to tear.
So some women want to go through that because they feel like that's part of that experience.
Right, majority. So only 10% of people get C-section.
Uh-huh.
And the majority of them are emergency C-section. Like they try naturally, but baby was big or cord was wrapping around her neck or, you know, like baby was not, you know, right position or whatever.
Yeah.
So they had to go emergency surgery.
Yes.
So we, right?
Yeah.
Well, which is important, but people are so hard about that. But me, I decided, even 10 weeks of pregnancy, I already talked to my doctor and said, you know, I want a C-section because that's the best for me. Because like, I can't handle the pain of that surgery because I've been through already, you know. So that's, to me, more comfortable than pushing the baby, tear, can't go pee. You know, like when we go pee, it feels like a lava flow is coming from your, you know, bladder and stuff. I do not want that.
Uh-huh.
So some people are easy, right? Like construction come and boop, baby born. But not everybody that way. So I chose to do
first
this.
One usually not so fast.
Right. So this person knew that I chose that, but she's like, still had to say, well, but so you know, It takes way more painful than natural birth. Well, you never had a C-section. How do you compare?
But
you heard from somebody's story.
But what if it's true? It's still your choice. What if it's true? I mean, I don't think you chose C-section because you think it hurt less.
Huh?
I don't think you choose C-section because it hurt less.
No, I chose C-section because I don't want any complication. That's it.
Okay. So you chose C-section. They're trying, they are not understanding why you chose C-section, and they're trying to convince you
to
do something else.
Yeah. And then, like, you know, I'd rather feel pain of the surgery or healing scar than whatever the, you know, like, you know, we take class, right? Like birth class or whatever. And all women who've been through natural, they were in super pain.
Yeah.
You know, of course, the birth, it's a pain, right?
Yeah.
So I do not wish to experience that versus I know what the surgery is because I've been through surgery, right? It's more, to me, more comfortable. So that was my personal choice to choose that. So I don't need anybody to tell me, like, well, so you know, scar's gonna be harder to heal, or it's gonna be more hard, painful. Oh, you know, whatever. Just don't say any shit like that. Just say,
but maybe,
okay.
I have another reason why. Maybe they thought you should know because after you gave birth, you have to take care of the baby and all that. So since you have C-section wound, that maybe you can't do as much.
So I also talked to several people, right, who had C-section, right, including my friend, whatever. Then I said, some people commented to me, and I just want to know, what did you guys experience? Like, everybody's different, right? And a lot of them were like, I had three friends closer. You know, they were on a baby shower. Three of them said, oh, it wasn't that bad. I mean, it's a little kind of when you wake up, just like your gallbladder surgery, you know, like when you laugh, it hurt, of course, because of a scar, right? And then like they said, of course, a couple of days is sore, but medication can help. And
can you, take medication if you're going to baby breastfeed?
Right? They have the medication we can take.
Okay.
The wild nursing and stuff too. So, and then doctor already know that. And then my doctor is a really great surgeon. Like, she's awesome. That's why today I told her, like, if somehow water broke, I need you to be there, like, even midnight or whatever. And she's like, I have to deliver your baby, so I will be there. So, that's good. So, anyway, so those people are like, yes, you know, to be honest, of course it hurt because it's going to get the major abdominal... major abdominal cut surgery, right? So, of course, it's not gonna be just like a painless or whatever, but you know, I mean, it wasn't that bad. Okay, that's great. That's good to hear, right? That's helpful, right? Because everybody's different. My point is, don't advise anything without knowing everybody's outcome so different. You know what I mean? To me, it's annoying. What the fuck? Who is this? Who is this?
What? What are you talking about?
Why the men's picture showed up? Who is this?
He's Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Who's that?
It's the Hamilton guy.
Oh,
Did you see Hamilton?
No, I didn't.
Oh my god, you should watch it if you have time.
No.
Don't you have Netflix?
I do, but... No, I don't. But, you know, our friend letting us to use their Netflix.
Oh. You said you want fake eyelashes.
did he die? The guy died?
What guy died?
The guy, Hamilton guy.
Hamilton is he's like our founding father. Of course he died.
Oh, I thought you meant about Broadway star. Somebody had died in COVID.
Oh, no, not him. Not.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Anyway, I don't want this show to be very like bitchy and boring and stuff too. My point is just that don't comment. Sometimes it's better to just shut up and just.
But I think my main goal is to see what are the things that people say to advice to you. And then after when we record our next future shows, then we can come back and say, oh, that was true. Nope, that was not true. So paying people advising that your C-section is going to hurt more than your natural birth. And
but I can't compare because I'm not having natural birth. How am I going to compare? You know what I mean?
Right. So but you've had surgery, so you know what to expect.
Right.
So that's one thing. What other things do people advise you? Or
you know, and then like, you know, you can't sleep anymore and then sleep anymore, you can't have fun or whatever. Don't you think we know? I mean, we don't even know. Like before we even had a baby and got pregnant, of course we knew it. It's having baby isn't just like having having like a doll or whatever, something like doesn't move, Of course, just like having puppy.
I've heard people always say, no matter how ready you think you are by not having enough sleep, it's worse than that. It's what I'm hearing. I think that's what they're trying to tell you.
Right. But you know what? It's a part of it. And just let us embrace it. You know, it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult.
I think they're trying. Do you think that? I think they're just trying to prepare you.
I know that. But I mean, it's just like, my reaction, I'm always like, no shit. Of course it's going to be. Just like having puppy. You know, like we had a puppy whining. We couldn't even sleep. Or like a sick dog. I had to get up every couple hours to check on temperature, you know, feed him or make sure he's fine and like, is he still okay? Constant care. So it's the baby's a living thing too. So of course it's gonna be challenge. Of course we're gonna be tired. But then I asked that person, then all that experience you had, are you going to give up on your kids? Are you regretting having kids? No, that's the wonderful thing. Why you just don't tell me the wonderful thing first? You know, this shit will happen.
They just don't want you to like go into the situation like, oh my gosh, it's really bad.
But you know, think about it. We waited 7 fucking years to have pregnant. We spent so much time and effort. You know, we are not taking this lightly. You know what I mean? But they don't, they probably don't know. A lot of people
they
know.
They use their own experience to gauge.
Yeah. But, you know, I would not advise to my friend like that. You know what I mean? I would say, you know, I'm excited for you. Let us know if you need anything or like, you know, how, you know, if you, if I can, maybe I can, you know, help you. Like if you have question or something, then, you know, let me know. I can help. But I'm not going to say, oh, so automatically assume like, oh, you and Chris were never going to have, you know, time together.
Wait.
Right. How do you know we were not?
Wait, I have a question to ask you. On your hair, on your right side, there's a sparkle that keeps sparkling. Do you see it? Make your camera big.
Yeah, right?
It is so bright. My eyes are blinding. I know. It's the same one. It keeps doing that.
Yeah.
So distracting. Anyway, not going to have enough sleep. And then you're going to hurt. And then what is the other thing? You're not going to have fun with, you're not going to spend a lot of time with your husband because you have to take care of the baby.
Yeah. Also, they automatically assume that James doesn't do anything.
Yes.
You know, that pisses me off most because he cook, he clean, he does laundry, he does everything. And then, you know, sometimes you just lay here, you rest. And I can just like, tonight he cooked dinner and he cleaned the dishes. He did everything because he knew I'm hurting and, you know, like, you know, my stomach's so big. Right. It's so full, right? Because the baby is about to pop out.
Yeah.
So without knowing that, because they automatically assume maybe
you still
that
have
they're
to do laundry, you still have to.
Yeah.
Serve your husband.
Right. Maybe that their husband, right? Like their husband don't do any shit. Because one of my friends said today she gave the birth to her son, second son. She was washing dishes.
Oh my God.
And Chris won't, you know, James won't let me do this, right? So that's why, or even like if not baby related, when I went back to Japan for 4 months, somebody said, you're in Japan 4 months? Do you think he's going to be okay? I thought she meant about like, can he cook himself or, you know, he's okay taking care of himself. The person meant like, he's going to cheat on me. Like, I'm like, I just want to say, obviously you married the wrong person. You have to worry about that. So people automatically assume that, you know, James won't do anything or James is a cheater and stuff like that. Right. So that's why I'm like, I was laughing. I'm like, I said, James, I told him, people think you are not doing anything. It just bothered me because he put all baby room together, you know, without any complaining. Of course, sometimes motivation comes a little later than I wanted him to, you know, but he does a lot. I truly appreciate it. We are such a good team. So that really bothered me. Just like, don't assume my husband. So then when I tell them, right?
Yeah.
Well, actually, you know, even like somebody said, are you going to do the freezer meal? Because like, you know, you can't cook after C-section. Well, I said, well, I asked James, do I need a stock food? No, I can cook. Okay. And then the person was like, what if you two are tired? Well, we are not kids. We can take out. We're not going to starve ourselves. You know what I mean? So that bothers me. Automatically assume the outcome of that. It's not helping us. You know what I mean? So it just a lot of times it's just, I'm just shut up.
I also heard people say that it's good that you listen to people's advice.
This is so distracted.
What?
You're distracted yourself.
But I'm not distracting the listeners. You are distracting the listeners. I am distracting you. You're distracting the listeners. Anyway. what I was going to say is people say don't listen to other people. Do what you think you need to do.
Right, exactly. Exactly, thank you. That's what the James said too. James like, who cares what people say? Just have them yap about it. Just don't listen to it,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I hear this all the time, you know? All the time. That's why I kind of got so sick of it. Like, why they just don't shut up? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what are the things? Oh, we gotta stop this recording. So what other things do people tell you that you're like, what?
I think that was
sleep?
A major.
What about sleep?
Sleep?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to be able to sleep?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sleep like an hour or.
Yeah, no shit. Because like, I had to nurse her every 2 hours.
Yeah.
If I don't, that's not good.
I think you have concern that you have to nurse your nipple, put your nipple in your baby's mouth,
yes.
Then not having enough sleep.
Yeah, I know. I'm so worried about my nipple. I'm so worried about my nipple. Like, I'm babying my nipple. Like, I'm like, everybody says it's going to be so sore. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's the first thing I do not want to feel it. Sore nipple.
Okay, next future topics, one of the titles is going to be called Sore Nipples.
I am so nervous. Like, you know,
that has to be our future topics. Sore nipples? No sleep?
I can't even imagine breastfeeding her, you know? Because when I look at the breastfeeding mom picture right now, to be honest, my, like, a lot of people go, oh, that's nice breastfeeding, but my reactions to it.
Wait, let me guess. Wait,
yeah, ew.
Oh,
I'm like, ew, it's not pretty, it's just ew.
But
like,
it's good for your kids, so you're gonna do it no matter what.
Well, I'm gonna try it, but I'm like, yeah, it's not pretty. Why they have to show off? Like, why they are even
why show off? What do you mean show off?
Like, you know, like a lot of people, like, we are pro breastfeeding and we're going to nurse anywhere we want and in public.
You
and
do what you do what's right for you.
With the face. With the
face. Wait, I forgot my face. I forgot my face. You do what's right for you.
With the face, that's a really like assertive. It's like assertive. Like, you're like,
how about
oh
this?
Oh my god!
You do what's right.
Exactly. I just have to do what's right for me.
That's
right. Yeah, it doesn't matter what people say or suggest it. Yeah. So true. Yeah. And then also, I thought it was so funny. Somebody said, hey, you know, when I said, I don't know if I like breastfeeding or not. I'm just very nervous about it, right? Mm-hmm. And even my class teachers, like a childbirth teacher said, just try it and see how you feel, whatever, right? If it's not for you, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but very recommended because it's really good for the baby. Like a nutrition, like, you know, something in a breastfeeding, like the milk will build better immune system for the baby and stuff. So, you know, we highly recommend it, right?
Right.
That's okay. Right. So, okay. But then when I'm talking to, you know, experienced like mom, like who had multiple kids, then I'm like, yeah, I'm a little nervous about breastfeeding. And then they say same thing, but sometimes they say like, just, you know, be honest to your feeling. You know, it's okay if you don't want to do the breastfeeding because there's a good formula. So don't worry about it. Just like follow your, what you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, like, don't worry about what other people said.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, true. But I'm like, I will do whatever I want to do. I'm stubborn. And
knowing you, you'd probably be like, I am going onto my podcast right now. I did not have any sleep, but I want to do my podcast right now.
And, you know, I'm like, I'm not going to suffer myself. You know, if my nipple sore, I might stop the feeding thing, you know?
Oh, my God.
You know, so bad that the audience can't see what I'm seeing right now. That's kind of gross, this one. That's gross. Yeah. But anyway, so though that my kind of like, I don't know, just kind of annoyed, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah. We'll just have to see when we come back, when we come back to the recording, we'll just have to see. We just have to see how it goes.
And, you know, again, you know, having a baby isn't a joke, right?
Yeah.
So you kind of mentally be ready. You have to be ready, you know? But there's a lot of discovery adventures, and this is a new journey. So we will figure it out. We'll probably struggle. We will probably fall, whatever it is. But that's a part of it.
Maybe this is what I'll ask you. When you come back next time and we record after you gave birth, we'll talk about what are the surprises that you didn't expect, good or bad, right?
Yeah, I think I like that.
You can only be prepared this much because you haven't experienced it.
Right.
So you have to experience it for it to be true and to be valid. So I want to hear when you come back, let's see when you're able to come back, right? So that your stubborn self probably want to come back sooner than you are the normal person. Oh, normal person would. So.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Huh?
So, yeah.
Yes, yes. What was my true, like, real experiences?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that I would love to talk about that.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow, this episode was very serious.
I know. Wait, green eye. Do you see my eyes?
Why are you so distracted today more than I am?
Because.
Because why? Are you sleepy or something?
Do you see my eyes?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you see the color?
Yeah, green. Why are you so distracted? Wow. Why are you so distracted?
Because I look good with green eyes. Okay, let's get going. So,
let's get going.
So we'll come back. We'll report back.
Uh-huh.
And see what the reality compares to expectations.
Yes, exactly.
All right, perfect. Yeah. So any other things any other things you want to talk about before we go?
You know what? I'm gonna miss this, you know, so this is good pregnancy. I was able to eat whatever I could eat, right?
Uh-huh.
So while during the breastfeeding, I will be able to eat again, like the same thing, right? Because I'm, you know, burning calorie, whatever.
Yeah.
But once I'm done, I can't eat donuts I can't do that all the time, right? Because I just really didn't have to worry about calorie and stuff because I supposed to eat.
You're going to miss that? You're going to miss eating everything you want?
Yeah, I'm going to miss eating everything and just like, oh, it's going to be so hard.
But why don't you just go ahead and do that? Just eat whatever you want anyway.
Well, then, you know, I gotta lose weight.
Well, I think, well, people tell you that too, right? If you keep breastfeeding, you can still continue eating what you want. So maybe that's the motivation.
Although that my sore nipple.
Yeah, it's like sore nipple, but I don't care. I can't eat my donuts.
Exactly. Exactly. But that's kind of like, you know, I'm a little, you know, I hope I can really nurse, you know, instead of having bad sore nipples.
Because maybe it's more of a motivation of being able to eat donuts than having good immune system for your child.
Yes. Why do you breastfeed? Because I want to eat donuts. I don't give a shit about my baby. I just want to eat donuts.
So why do you breastfeed? The people say, oh, why do you breastfeed? It's like, oh, because I want to eat donuts.
Yes. Because I'm a donut junkie, because I think I'm addicted to donuts.
Wait, do you eat a lot of donuts during your pregnancy?
I was eating every other week.
Hello?
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 Why do I hear? Do you play your sound? Did you use your headphones? Or I hear it from your speaker on your computer.
Sorry. Oh.
This whole time. Very professional.
What did I do?
I think you play your sound through your speakers.
No. When I click Snapchat, they play the video. That's why.
Oh. Okay, yes, do you eat a lot of donuts during your pregnancy? What are the things, what are the things that you can eat now that you think might be a concern if you stop after your pregnancy or after breastfeeding?
I'm probably not going to eat as much as meat.
You're not going to eat as much meat, but that doesn't, it's not a problem, right? But if you enjoy eating meat, you would have eaten it regardless.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, I did enjoy, but you know, James told me that the pregnancy craving is coming from for a reason, right? It's not because of like hormone and stuff. What the baby is needing, like if iron is deficiency,
Iron Man deficiency,
iron deficiency, then apply.
Iron Man deficiency. No, iron.
Iron deficiency.
Do you say iron or do you say iron?
Iron.
Wait, did you say iron?
Iron deficiency.
But do you always say iron?
Iron. Iron.
It's iron.
No, it's iron. I'm so certain this thing. It's iron. Iron Man.
That's Iron Man.
No, iron.
It's spelled iron, but it's pronounced iron.
I-R-O-N, iron.
Anyway,
iron deficiency.
That's why it's hard to say, because you say iron deficiency. Maybe if you say iron deficiency, it'd be easier.
Iron. Anyway, so baby needs iron.
Yes. And therefore you eat meat.
Exactly. Meat. So that's why we crave. So, you know, I was craving fruits more than sugar, like regular white sugar. The baby needs a vitamin. The baby needs like a natural sugar and stuff like that. So now I crave blueberries, like raw blueberry. I eat shitload of blueberries.
Can you eat raw blueberry?
Yeah, every day. Mm. Like, I snack with it.
Oh, I love blueberry. I love all sorts of blueberry. I don't have to be pregnant, and my baby already need everything.
Because, you know, like, the texture and the texture. I love that. I love that, right? So we are so much alike, like, texture-wise.
I know.
I love that, right. So I eat, even snack, James starts snacking, like, blueberry over the something else. So that's good. So... yeah, those I can still eat. But I was eating pretty healthy, like avocado, blueberry, vegetable, fruits, craving, meat and, you know, when we did meat. And we ate a lot of potato. Potato is really good for the baby, too. So then, but once in a while, like every other week, I had a Dunkin' Donut.
Not or, you know. It's the potato that makes me laugh. Because
potato is good for us.
Because remember, you told me. What did you say? You're like, oh my gosh, I'm so proud. I'm like so proud of myself or something. I'm going to reward myself. I'm going to have potato.
Yeah, I love potato. I love potato. So, yeah.
Do you think you'll... what about bread?
Oh, you know what? I didn't eat much bread.
You didn't crave bread?
I didn't. Except.
Except for when you crave them?
Except pastry.
Oh, ooh, pastry. I crave anytime. I'm always pregnant. Like, I like the food that you like when you're not pregnant. And I also like the food that you like when you're pregnant.
Yeah.
I just like food all the time.
Yeah. But, you know, pastry. But, you know, I didn't crave scone like before. Like, scone was my best friend before, right? I always wanted to eat my best friend.
Oh, but, you eat your best friend? Oh, my gosh. One of these days, you're going to eat me.
Soon. So, but instead, you know what? I think COVID-19 really helped me to not...
wanting to go out.
Right. Well, first, I couldn't go, right? Because my place was closing, right?
Yeah.
Then I didn't have to drive all the way. So I couldn't really buy much. Like, if there's no COVID,
like store stuff. Like, you can go to get pastries. Right. And did Terrestris Jones close?
No, they're open though.
Oh.
You can carry out. Carry out, take out,
yeah,
take out. but I think, like, my diet changed because, like, before COVID, we ate out a lot, right?
Yeah.
But during COVID, we cook at home.
Yeah, which is good.
More healthy, right? Healthier, less sodium and stuff. That's why I didn't have pre-diabetic or something like that. I had a pre-diabetic long ago, but I didn't get pregnancy, diabetes, nothing, no problem at all. And I was like thinking, like, how did it happen? Like, I ate shitload of donuts. I was drinking orange juice all the time. And, you know, I was eating.
That's like, the part that you miss. You say you're going to miss. Like, you don't have to worry about. Now you don't have to worry about anything, but you're concerned maybe after you gave birth, when your body go back to your normal system, you're going to have to be thinking about that again.
Right, exactly, because I don't want to be sick, you know. So, but anyway, so. But
does
you know,
it, does it clear your mind that you don't have to think about weight? And you know how you're obsessed with weight?
I know, this 9 month was wonderful.
Why don't you like come back, do that same thing to yourself again after you gave birth? Maybe you can.
Like, stop worrying about things.
Yeah. Just be healthy, and because you're going to take care of your baby, you're going to be busy, you're going to not have enough sleep. Like, well, everybody's advising you, and then you're probably not going to gain weight.
Probably. I think, you know what, I kind of realized...
maybe you... I find that you take up all the time to worry about your weight. I wonder if when you have a baby, your priorities are going to be different. You're probably going to have less mental space to be obsessed about weight loss.
I think so too. I think so too. And you know, I think not worrying about weight, because, you know, I'm going to gain weight no matter what,
make
right?
Make you gain less weight.
Right. And then, like, you know,
Stress is making you gain weight.
Exactly.
Your stress about gaining weight is actually making you gain weight.
Exactly. And then, like, and even now, I did gain weight, but I enjoy wearing maternity clothes. Remember before I
maybe
was like,
you should continue wearing your maternity clothes after you gave birth.
I bought the clothes to wear at regular time. It's not for the maternity.
Yeah.
But it's just because of, like, you know,
oversized.
Covering my figure, right? But, I mean, of course, my butt's so much bigger than before, but I mean, I embrace that now. Like,
did you know how much you weigh? Because I know you said your nurse don't want you to see, like, how much.
I don't know how much I weigh.
Okay. Do you want to know or no?
Well,
you should probably do, don't you?
Well, I will know the day of surgery because I had to scale myself.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, after surgery, I don't have time to be, oh my gosh, because, like, I'm going to be sore nipples. So, you know. So, you know, I will know.
Oh my gosh, it's 45 minutes.
Oh my God, this is going to be like this short for two.
No, too much work.
How about cont? Can you do cont?
Cont. To be cont.
Can I do cont?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, cut in the middle and say cunt.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Yeah. No, you gotta you gotta do too much work. That's fine. We'll just post it. Last week was like 40 some minutes there. Let's just stop it and then we'll come back for another conversation. So we'll see when we come back to record and we'll compare before and after and see what's going on. All right.
Sounds good.
Now, we hope that this is comebackable enough that you're going to go back and listen to episode number one while we're away, while she's giving birth, while I have to have shows to post. And then you can go back and listen to our old episodes of our rerun.
Yes, yes.
And then by the time you come back, the bell would be back. Post giving birth, so she'll be updating you about everything else after the baby comes. By then, we have to come up with a name for the baby, a show name.
Yeah, show name.
Like James and the Bell and Ding, right? We could come up with a show name for the baby.
Oh, how about it?
That's all I'm going to name the episode. It.
It. It.
Oh. All right. Okay. Yeah. Talk to you later. Bye, everybody. Bye. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
How come it's so soft? Let me try again. I need to make it loud. Okay. Bye.